Sí, va a parar.
In line with learning about the Nyanim of Ma'adim before Yantavim, so we've done it with Kavuras Hashem, with their mitzvah, we'll do it in Mitzvah Hashem with Aruch Hadash as well. The difference that Aruch Hadash is much more by Rikos than the other Sfarim, than their mitzvah, for instance. So definitely we're not going to be able to touch on even a chelik of the Nyanim. I also didn't know where to start from. The Akdom is very, it's long and run on a shtickle, so it's more difficult, but I'll try to be mekatzer. I'm going to try to skim through his arichas a little bit and try to get more to the point. Okay, let's start with that akdama. Aruch Hadash, Pirush al Megillas Esther, and his akdama is going to be, the first thing he's going to discuss is why he called it Aruch Hadash, obviously. And maybe somebody close the, not to disturb people in front of us. Okay. V'nikr b'shem hazeh, why is it called a chadash? Kaminon b'pere kama de Megillah says, La'yehudah ma'isa oira, Amar ablazam yudah oira z'teira, Shnema kineh mitzvah v'teira oira. Yesh lishol, he says, Harikvar hoila ma'teira mi'sinai. They already have Torah, so what does it mean, La'yehudah ma'isa oira, teira? Ma'isa teira is there from Sinai. Bishlam, he says, Mashama v'sasun zwa mila, v'chein v'ikar zat tefillon. Dova zeh yizboya b'samach, ki b'shvild mitzvah mila, shal mitzvah tefillon, ha'yigrev malhaman. In other words, the mention of Mila and Tefillin specifically are there because they had a special schus that he later explains why. But on Torah, it's very hard to say it. In other words, Torah as a general schus for Klal Yisrael is always there. And Kikol schus Mashesi Yisrael Hakor LeTorah. So it doesn't make any sense that Torah is mentioned specifically, because the Torah is a general schus and everything fits under that category. So if there's a special mention of Torah, it's not because that was a specific schus for Klai Yisrael. That's his Shiloh. Avil, now is his Teretz. Masha'omar's Oyer is a Torah, so he's going to explain it by explaining a whole in the Kuda in the Gemara and Shabbos. Kinaminim sech the Shabbos per Kakiva, it says, Vayisyatze betachti sahor. Melamit shekofalim hakigigis, that he forced Torah. It's as if he took our Sinai like a barrel over the head. V'omalem, he told him after mekabel Torah mutav. If you mekabel Torah, good. V'mlav shom teikur aschem. Omer abacha bayakiv mikan medor rabba leiraisa. If somebody wanted to renounce the Torah or find a problem in matan Torah, here he has it. Here it shows that matan Torah was bal korchach. And just like everything else, the Maidah is a Gemara's Lashon used when a Kinyan is made forcefully by Ines, you can say beforehand, listen, I want to tell you that I'm signing this Bal Karchi and against my will, and therefore it doesn't take effect. So Matan Torah also, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced on a Klal Yisrael, he put a Harki Gigis. And he said, if you're mekabel the Torah, good, if not, not. So Rabbi Chava Yaakov said, if anybody wants to use it as an excuse to say that our obligation to keep Torah comes from a bad agreement, he has a proof over here. Omer Rava, so Rava says, Afal Pikein, Hada Kiblu B'mei HaChashverus. B'chol Zayis, there was a second Kabbalah of the Torah in times of HaChashverus willingly. Shenema Kimu V'Kiblu. Kimu means Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. Lekayim means to reinstitute or to support that which was there before already. So during the time of Esther HaShverosh, they reaffirmed their commitment to Torah. This Gemara is a very, very famous Chazal, and everybody talks about it, and by and large, it's a makom to make a parallel that that what happened, the events in the Megillah, was a reconfirmation of Sinai. Now he says, it says that they themselves, before the Torah was there, they just said Nasa v'nishma. So obviously there was a strong sense of willingness to it. How can you say that they were forced into accepting it? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, I'm ready to give it to you, they all jumped at it and said Nasa v'nishma. So Tosis's teretz over there is v'shemo yechayzeng shuroh esh hagdoila. Maybe when they saw the overwhelming fire, they got scared, meaning they didn't realize the full impact of Torah, and when they saw it, they got scared. On this, the Maral, I don't want to read it inside because it's just very, very long, He goes through a lot of different kashas on this nekuda. Basically, that it says that it's a mile of Klai Yisrael, and if Klai Yisrael actually had charata, how can you say Nas Nishma is a mile on Klai Yisrael? You see that when they realized the full import of Torah, they rejected it. Brings two, three, four Maim Chazals like that. And then he says, it also comes out that all the generations until Esther, when they reconfirm, when they finally were mekabel it, it comes out that it was done. All in that whole interim period, they still were able to tie in that was bar korchach. And then he says the teretz and pshat, which is that they didn't realize Akash Brach would not always speak with them with fire. Let's see this piece, because I have a point here. Betzorach Leima, it's on the second, on the left hand column, about a third to the bottom. Betzorach Leima lepirush ha-toisviz, ki hu yizbarach yedeahu, shalei ha-choizun rak bishol shuras eishak doyla. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Klai Yisrael's charata was only because of eishak gadol. Ve'dova ze eina chazara, that's not a real rejection of Torah. Ki Yisrael yisvurin ki tomei davash yizbarach ha-makach. Klai Yisrael thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would always talk with them in Eishak Doyla, v'yila machazor. Av Hashem Yisbaruch yoda ki lo yaze rak b'pam hazeh, v'k moishom achakach dabe ati mone v'nishmo. Lakach ein zechazor. So here the Maral gives a parenthetical teretz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't realize, maybe Klai Yisrael thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would always speak to them in Eishak Doyla, and they didn't realize, and that's where that charata. I want to address it's an akuda of Nafsma. I just want to add a point of it. What does it mean? He said Klal Yisrael saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there would be the Eishak Doyla, and they got very scared. They got scared off, and then they later on they didn't realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu not always speak to Eishak Doyla. I want to just be Mavidus Nakuda. It sounds like a little bit of a game. I mean, it's a very big fire, and they got very scared. And the first of all. Whenever you need a das to be makabel something, lamashal, hataras nedarim is always built around. It's kind of a mekach tos. If a person makes a neder and he's matir neder, there's an element of mekach tos in it. The way in which the mekach tos is expressed is we ask him adaita dehochem mikabila. A person doesn't realize what it is that he's accepting. When he doesn't realize what it is that he's accepting, then the person is always it's a mekach tos. Except that when you're dealing with two people, if in the objective setting, for instance, I sell a field to somebody, and then someone comes along and says to me, you know, if I would have realized how difficult it is to work a field, I wouldn't have bought it. So I tell them, I believe you, but what's binding between two people is what's within the framework of the agreement. It's varm shabalev. I don't really have to know what's in your heart. I don't have to pay attention to it, and so on. But a neder, since it's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a das on something which doesn't realize the implications is not a das. That's the halachic structure of it. A little more specifically, there's a chazal that says it's a pasuk in Iyov. Shakai lo mitzo nuchos sagi koyach. We did not find you to be overwhelming. And there's a diuk haloshne, the word shakai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name of Dai, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to place his giluyim in a framework. It says, nidme lekotn ke kotn, lekotn ke imoy, I think it says, leyone ke imoy, lezokin for zokin, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he comes across to a person, there are two ways in which it can happen. It can happen in the mitzad, the gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala himself with his infiniteness, in a sense. Just like, if we look for parallel, it says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim Varetz, Shemayim kept going and going and going, because mitzad Dvar Hashem, there is no limit. So from the point of Bria, there wasn't going to be a limit until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Dai, and when he said Dai, that's where it stops. We didn't see it Shabbos in the same Rabbein Abachayah that he brings all the parallels between Matan Torah and the Matan Torah and the binyan of the Mishkan. One of them is that Moshe said Dai Ma'am Lahavi, that they brought too much already. It's enough. to the day by Shemayim, when it says Shemayim in Tachin v'Holchim, the Torah Kodesh Baruch Hu said day. So that means there is an akuda of there's an akuda of mitzad Hakadosh Baruch Hu as a mashpia endless. And Zelo Maser Klai Yisrael, when they gave it Nidvas Halev, there wasn't any real boundaries to it. They gave it a full Nidvas Halev, and you had to impose a certain limit on it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said day, so that there's a framework of Shemayim, and Moshe said day Om Le'Avi, and it's enough. We can't use anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself mitzak his Gedulasa Yisbarach, which really is overwhelming, and there is no a person can't cope with it. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it says Yotzei Nishmasam Bedavrei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klai Yisrael could simply not contain that. And then there's a second meter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Nidme LeKotn KeKotn LeGadol KeGadol, and so on. Each person kefi his perception, that is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, it comes across. A dogma of it, it says Ben Chumash LeMikra, that a 5-year-old can learn Chumash. The Vilna Gaon in his last years learned only Chumash. There's a huge distance between the Ben Chumash LeMikra to the Vilna Gaon's Mikra afterwards. But they're both in Mikra. In other words, here you have the same Mikra, the Dvar Hashem, and for a 5-year-old, it's fully meaningful. And when a 5-year-old learns that Avram Avinu was Machnas Orchim, and it's a good thing to be Machnas Orchim, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu liked him, it's correct. And he's got a whole story that's really true, and it deals with things he can deal with. And whatever the Vilna Gaon saw in that parasha, it was also emes, and it was something that the Vilna Gaon could deal with. So it's mitzav the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way that it's a tremendous godless that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to be mitzamtzim in the same parasha, something that's not overwhelming. L'mashal Gemara, you can't learn Ben Chumash. Ben Chumash can't learn Gemara because Gemara doesn't have that koach to be mitzamtzim itself for a cotton. It's only good for a gadol and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala himself in Torah. Mitzad Eishei HaGadol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eishei HaEish, that Yotzei Nishmasam, that's one part of it. And then in Torah itself, there's a tzimtzum that's mitzamtzum itself to each specific individual of Shakai Lo Mitzanich Sag Koyach. So Klal Yisrael, when they first saw the Kabbalah of Torah, the beginning was overwhelming. And then they realized that what they were Kabbal was not, they didn't know what Torah was. And B'meila, their Kabbalah was a toz. That's the Mordor Rabbah Deraisa. That's the Eish HaGadol that they would have had Charat on. And on that, the Teretz is, they didn't realize that it would not be consistently Eish HaGadol. It would come down to a level they could cope with. That's the self-contained Nakuda on this Tesis, what Tesis means Eish HaGadol, and the Morales Teretz, that they didn't realize there wouldn't be a continuous Eish HaGadol. I want to add, I mean, that's Kilo the Pshat and his Dvarim. I just want to add in the Kuda, maybe a Lamaisik in the Kuda. What it tells me also is a certain Seda Hadvarim in the way in which a person has to be Oymed on Inyanim of Torah. Somebody will ask, what did you need Eish HaGadol to start with if that's not appropriate? What did you need? It's when a person turns on like a tape recorder, it wasn't used for a long time, the volume blares because he wasn't used to it, and then he turns it down. But I mean, if a person knows right away that this is an overwhelming experience, what do you need it for? And the Teretz is because that is the real Seder of Torah. Since the Sheirish of Torah starts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the starting point has to be that it's overwhelming. Mitzad de mashpia, if I give only X, it's because that's all I have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad de noisin, there is no gvulis. So the starting point of Torah always has to be something without a gvul. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, it has no gvulis, and it's a b'china of nafshi yotze bedavilei. When the second step is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposes a gvul on it, so that the mushpa can get the right amount of takeout from Torah what he can. So the Seder Advarim is a correct Seder. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ein Soif, Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bli Gvul. The starting point is Bli Gvul. When it comes down, and in order for it to be heard or understood, it's the same way. And for us, when a person sits and learns a parasha in Torah, two almost conflicting nekudas have to be there. On the one thing, the person has to understand this is the overwhelming Dvar Hashem. I don't begin to understand like the lashon of Chazal, Kekelav Amalakek in the Yam. I mean, that he said about his Rebbe, Koskei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I have is a drop of a drop, and I'm standing B'mokim G'doyle M'kdoishim, and Shal Nalechem HaGlecha Kimok Shatayim Et Kodeshu, and so on. That is Mitzad, the person. Mitzad, the understanding and the learning, if I don't understand it, and it doesn't fit into my Kalim, that amount is not Torah. Mitzad, the Kedushas HaTorah, Mitzad, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Mitzav and the Medav in Torah. A person needs to feel overwhelmed and understand that it's beyond him. Mitzad his own shmiyah and tfisa, he has to know that which he hasn't worked out, that which he doesn't understand, is lacking. And again, I guess we'll go one more step off tangent, because I think it's an important one of the sort of small frictions between Chassidim and Misnagdim used to be this attitude towards learning. By a Chassidish yeshiva and a Chassidish people, if the Yiras Shamayim towards the learning wasn't in place, then the Torah wasn't Torah. If a person didn't sit be'em or be'yur or be'kayvid reish and go to the mikveh first and so on and so forth, then you're not learning and you're being resolved and it's just a study and so on and so forth. That was their taina. The Misnagdish taina used to be that if you don't know what you're talking about, you're not learning. And the truth is, both are saying an emes. They're mutually difficult to put together, but they're not impossible because that's in the Seis Torah. If a person doesn't have the Yiras Shamayim and the Kavod HaRosh to understand that he's sitting now and he's learning Dvar Hashem, and his understanding is not what occasions the Dvar Hashem, but it's a schus that he has to understand Dvar Hashem, then it's not Torah. On the other hand, if the person doesn't understand it and doesn't cut it to fit his kelim and doesn't have the time and the svaras atvarim and so on, that's not a Torah either. That's not learning Torah. It's Yiras Shamayim, but it's lacking a Torah. Okay, let's go back to Aline. So he says that pshat and tesis, and then he says when we call Mokoyim, he doesn't like it. He says yesh kan moedor the seif seif yechayzin rak bishul dehari kibla leim iglo musaf fesh yechayzin hem rak bishul shay surin kdav Hashem yisparachim moem lichol iskayim and so on. So he has a lot of pshat shaylas in this Indian over here. Vanira on Amid Beis. Kiloyo yechayzin beim klout. He doesn't mean that they would have charata. The moedor rabba leiraisa doesn't mean umashehikshu toises. Says kasha was loma kovlem hakegigas like for kadnas nishma. So he's going to deal. The first thing he says is the moedor rabba leiraisa does not mean they would have had charata. So why did you need kovlem hakegigas? Dava zeh mipnei ki atayra shili Yisrael ba kiyum ha'olam. Torah for Klal Yisrael is kiyum ha'olam. So the first story that he says the Maral is the reason why Torah was given with Kavan HaKegigis is because that's the Metzias of Torah. For instance, let's take it in a way you can understand. Let's say I tell somebody I've got a very very nice hobby. We'll do Boy Scouts and we'll learn how to tie knots and first aid and stuff like that. So I say that's nice. It's another hobby and enriches you and broadens your horizons and it's wonderful. If you're in the army and they teach you first aid, how to deal with a bullet, it's not a hobby to enrich your army experience. I mean, you must know how to deal with a wound. It's mukhrach. The setting that I teach something to a person, the first question is, what am I teaching you? Is this to satisfy intellectual curiosity? Is this to arouse your curiosity? Is this to satisfy requirement? What is happening over here? If I give Torah to people, you know, the setting is more than just had it happen. It's making a statement. So Klal Yisrael's statement was Nasiv Nisha means it's a wonderful thing. It's something we really are looking forward to. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that's not Torah. Torah is something that you have to have, that without it, you basically stop being a human being. There is no tachlis to the world if you don't have it. It's given as hechreach and not as ratzon. And to do other than that would be distorting what Torah is. It's wrong to give it as a hobby, and forgetting about what and they wouldn't take it so seriously. None of that is important. What's important is, it's not emes if I tell you I'm going to tell you something very, very fascinating. So if you're doing Boy Scouts, so how to deal with a poisonous snake is fascinating. But if you're working on a snake farm, it's not fascinating. What you're telling, the emes would be to tell the person, I'm telling you something that if you want to stay here for more than a day, you're going to have to know how to deal with it. So giving Torah b'Torah's ratzon, a dover that they were nisratzah to, would have been a sheker in what Torah is. So Torah, he said, Torah is a hechreach. V'imkein ha-Torah hu mechuyev hechreichi. The mitzvahs of Torah is something which they have to have. Uma bekach shem kibla ha-Torah v'kdil nasev nishma. So what do I care that they were mekabel the Torah and they wanted it? Mikol mokoy nitna li-Yisrael ha-Torah kemoishi bi-atzma. It was given to Klai Yisrael as it is. V'kivim sh-ha-Torah b'atzma hechreichi, kach nesin ha-Torah li-Yisrael b'hechreach ha-gomu. Shem ein ha-Torah elam charev. So it's just like somebody would say, you know, I've got a wonderful hobby. I breathe all day and it keeps me alive. It's not a wonderful hobby. That, you know, and even if you enjoy breathing, it's fresh air and it smells nice, it's fine. But that's not the right description of what you're doing. You're breathing because you have to breathe. And you may or may not enjoy it. That's fine. It's the same thing with eating or whatever. So Torah had to be given to Kassel as Hechreach because that is its mitzvah. And it's something that also, in when people think today of Yiras Shamayim versus Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Avos Hashem is fairly easy to relate to because it's something that you can arouse in a person, and every person has a spark himself that wants it, and he's inspired by it. And the truth is, in a setting like ours, where people come only because they want to, because there's nothing really, there's no outside force that pushed them, it's our first Nekuda that we relate to is Avos Hashem. Yiras Hashem, we always say that Yiras Shamayim is important because not every situation do you want to do it, and they're hard situations and so on and so forth, and it's true, you definitely need Yira for those situations when a person is at his weakest and when it's difficult and so on. But it's more than that. Every Ava looks at something as a luxury. Say, someone once told me, I heard this from David Shvez's brother, that they came from their father. The Rebbe Shvei came from Dvinsk, and he said after World War One, poverty was great, and there were two big chashev yidden in town. There was the Sameach and the Ragachev. So the town people decided to support the Sameach, and they did not support the Ragachev. So, you know, some people started getting upset, and they came to the community council. So they said the Sameach Zatzatzke. The word tzatzke in Hebrew, in Yiddish, means literally a toy, but it has two connotations. It means a toy in the sense something you can really, really be proud of, like somebody who's a world-renowned genius. You say develop tzatzke zachmetem. Everyone toys in a very, very positive way. It means something that is a brilliant, beautiful thing. And the word tzatzke also means a toy in the sense it's extra luxury surplus. And people came to complain to the community council that, you know, you're talking about two great, the ganze Welt tzatzke zachmetzei, the whole world is proud of the Sameach, and the Ragachev, how can you leave him here and not support him? So they said the Sameach tzatzke, and the Ragachev, he said, in these hard times, we're cutting down on toys. You know, it's not, you know, we're sticking to basics and cutting out toys. The Matthias, there's a little bit of a sheker in the sense that if a person feels that Torah is an ideal in the sense it's above and beyond his Matthias, he's a good person and Torah adds a lot to him. There's some distortion in that perception. So on that he says. The Yira part, the Hechreach part, is understanding that without it, if I were to take it away, I would be lacking very severely. It's not the pshat that I can have it and it enriches me. without it, there's something very strongly lacking. So Torah had to be given that way because that's the mitzvah of it. The source of Kimshas Torah Dovah Zeh Modor Rabba L'Raisa Ve'eich Lo Yeh Kofalim Ha'ke Gigis. It could not have been done any other way. Ki Yomer Ka Torah Ene Mechrachas Mechiyav Espoil. They would say Torah is not an absolute necessity. Rak Shabbat Torah Lo'ilam B'Shul Shalotza B'Yisrael. It was a step a step forward for Klaiyasol Shemekal Mitzim Medaita Ve'ena Dovah Mechrach. He says Ve'ena Dovah Kach, and that's simply not true. Ki Torah Mechiyav Espechriach. Okay, let's hold it here. This is one complete nekud of his. The next, he's going to say a teretz, another teretz on the inyan vechreach, another chazal, and then he's going to go back to some of the other parts of the pasuk. So this is a place to hold.